Junk food is not food. It's junk. Marketing can be a powerful tool. How so? Well, think about it. Marketing can fool the masses into believing things are good for them when they're not. This opens the door for, say, the pharmaceutical companies to come in. Many junk foods are so processed that their original products disappear. The fact is, junk food is not food. It's junk. Need more information about processed food? Consider. They're loaded with sodium. A lot of our daily sodium consumption comes from processed rather than whole food. So many foods contain excessive sodium, yet you're likely to realize it. For example, you may not have a natural liking for salty foods, but you love sweets. That sugary soda you're drinking is also loaded with a sodium derivative, even though you can't taste it. Such are the hidden dangers of processed food. Loading up on simple sugars. If you rely on processed foods for nourishment, you're falling short. You may often find yourself constipated if you use junk food for sustenance. This is due to a lack of complex carbs and fiber. Simple carbohydrates enter the bloodstream and are quickly absorbed. The result is blood sugar disruption. Natural foods have more complex carbs that are low on the glycemic index. They have more fiber that promotes digestive health and regularity. Processed foods contain artificial fats. It's wrong to think all fats are bad. In fact, natural fats are all good for us and even essential. But it's a different story for trans fats. Trans fat is a modified variety of oil that allows it to remain solid at room temperature. Oils are usually liquid at room temperature. This kind of fat is pro-inflammatory. Inflammation speeds up aging and contributes to many of our chronic diseases. The list includes high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Many processed foods contain anti-nutrients. One such anti-nutrient is the white potato. It prevents the absorption of other nutrients. This brings down the nutritional value of the entire meal. And guess what? White potatoes are a favorite ingredient in processed food. White potato is cheap, and some say tastier than sweet potatoes. This helps increase the profits of big brand junk food companies. Preservatives and additives. Food doesn't keep for months without spoiling or turning rancid. So how does processed food last so long? You can thank additives and preservatives. They're chemicals for the most part, and they extend the shelf life of food. Are they helpful? Sometimes, definitely. But more often than not, they're a hazard to your health. Many are safe in very, very low concentrations and approved for human consumption by the FDA. But they're often used in amounts far exceeding their safe limit. And their consumption is more than occasional. Conclusion. Processed foods are far from natural, even with the word natural on the label, and many are genetically modified. There's been a lot of debate in this area, too. If you're in doubt, eat whole foods, closest to their original source.